Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is Stuart, and we got Larry on board here for another intel update. I'm sure all of you are now aware about the situation in New York City, which, if you examine it closely, has all the appearance of a false flag. And we'll get into that. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hello, Stuart.
Where do we start? Let's start at New York. That was kind of an interesting thing when Al Kuppert had that vision about the United States coming under attack, and the very next day, boom, there's three major attacks. Have you heard any more about... I heard that they had found some more bombs. Is that correct?
Well, that's correct, Stuart. And of course, you know, apparently the guy was from New Jersey. He was he had came from Afghanistan and became a U.S. citizen, family from Afghanistan, and had gone back and forth. And of course, it appears that we really don't flag them. We don't even watch them. I know they say they. Where, you know, the FBI is doing this, doing that, whatever, okay. But it seems like we're missing all the ones that are making their hits. We're not, zeroing in on those at all. And, you know, the only time we know something that's happened is in this last case when the bomb started blowing up. And then when Trump come out and called it a bomb that it blew up, you know, of course, the whole country was down on him for calling it a bomb real quickly. When in all rationality, it was a bomb.
Well, let's not be thinking logically. I mean, you know, we don't want to do that. That's politically incorrect. And besides that, if Washington says it's not a bomb, it can't be a bomb. And if they say it's not a terror attack, well, it can't be a terror attack. And if it's on TV, you have to believe everything that you see. And if it's written in the newspapers, like the New York Times, well, you have to believe that, too. So where do you begin with this thing? Now, I made mention of the fact that this has all the earmarks of a false flag. I'd kind of like to explain what I'm talking about. The Illuminati, when they pull something like happened in New York, they always sign it by numbers because they're big into numerology, and that's how they sort of announce to their fellow travelers in the night, we did it. Now, to the rest of the world, if they're not paying much attention, I guess, you know, it goes on, oh, this was just a regular terror attack and we're under attack. Did you notice on Fox News, though, Larry, that right after that was going on that evening, that they had government officials coming on and saying, we really have to give up some of our freedoms?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that, I clicked on that really quick when they began that type of talk. And I was thinking, well, you know, if we don't appear to catch any of these guys coming back in, and stop them before they do all these, why are we worried about canceling the U.S. citizens' rights? I mean, we don't cancel the rights of immigrants, you know, or Syrians,
well,
but...
Yeah, I know. Well, we got to disarm the American people so that they can't fight back, so that we can be defeated easy. They don't have to worry about it. People don't realize, I guess, how serious this new world order is, and that Satan has his minions. He's the boss, He's been given the right to do this by the Lord, particularly here in the United States, and it's punishment. All you have to do, folks, is go to Deuteronomy chapter 28, look at the blessings, and then look at the curses. And if you look at the blessings, America had almost all of them. In fact, I would say all of them in the early part of our history. Now, we have all the curses. When you get the blessings of the Lord and then you turn your back on the Lord, you can expect major ramifications. One of the ramifications is the takeover of America, basically, through the banking system of very evil people and setting up their new world order. I guess that's basically where we were. How many bombs have they found so far, Larry, on that?
I don't think anybody's really sure exactly on how many. You know, some went off, some didn't go off. And he was using a method of setting off the bombs with cell phone signals. He would call a phone and the bomb would go off. And apparently the ones that didn't go off, they could track back to him. And, of course, they found his fingerprint on one of the unexploded bombs, and that kind of, that's a clue, you know. So they had a little bit to go on. So, you know, it's so interesting, though, and I was kind of amazed at the numbers you came up with. You want to go through some of that, the numbers you found involved in that?
Yeah. This is very fascinating, and this is exactly how the Illuminati signed stuff. The incident happened between 23rd Street and 27th Street, or Avenue, I'm not sure what they were, and then you had 6th Street and 7th Street that was prominently displayed on Fox News for quite a few hours. Now, if you take 27th Street, 2 and 7 is 9. 9, 23. That's the symbol, okay? 6 and 7 is 13, another Illuminati number that they love to do. Now, to the Lord, 13, of course, is the height of rebellion, and 923, as we found out, has some great meaning and was on TV, movies, cartoons, and everything way back a year ago. So there's something in those numbers. And another thing that was very, very interesting is the number 44 keeps popping up. Now, when I was watching Fox News, there was a fire truck, number 44, prominently displayed just in back of the Fox News announcers. And they did it from different angles. But they always had that fire truck with the number 44. Barack Obama is the 44th president. So the number 44 is kind of interesting. Now we have on, you know, he's evidently ISIS or Islamic. And we know who Obama favors. So I cannot imagine that these guys are getting into this country unknown, or that they are not monitored. We have to understand that there really is, the Bible says clearly, there is a conspiracy and names who they are, the rich men of the earth, the rulers, the kings, and rulers. And they are conspiring, and the ultimate goal of all of this is to eliminate Jesus Christ, God the Father, in the Holy Ghost. That's what all of this is ultimately all about. But aren't their numbers kind of interesting? And then I found out later, it was on YouTube, that a Tom Clancy game had the exact spot where this bomb went off.
Yeah. Yeah, that was shocking. I had someone send that to me, and I thought, wow. You know, a lot of these, you know, you and I both have talked about books and movies and different things like that as having clues in them. And the
yes,
more and more we look, the more and more we find not only the numbers, but the clues and even maps, like in that game, showed where this went off. It's so amazing.
Well, it just seems strange to me that they can't ever stop these guys, but they know everything you do. They know everything I do. They know everything anybody does. We know that from Snowden, who told us all about the spy ring, which is really what it is. The intel agencies, all of them, the world over, nothing but spies. And that's how they operate, and that's great. I have nothing against it because I know where this is going. And I just wish more people knew where this was going, because that's what I've been trying to do, you know, for the last 30 years, is try to point out to people, hey, look, this is real. This is going down. These people are deadly serious. The only thing they don't understand is after they have trampled on the blood of the Christians, God's going to trample on their blood. It's been that way before, and it's just going to be that way again. So, yeah, the whole thing is amazing. Now, I understand this guy was operating, and they maybe think he's connected to a cell of other terrorists. Is that true?
That's some of the reports that are coming out. Now, a lot of the three-letter agencies that are involved in this are trying to keep that quiet. And we've seen that before, actually. They arrested five other people as the report, but somehow didn't charge anybody, or actually even some admitted they didn't officially arrest them. So maybe they used the detention method, but it's very interesting. I think we're going to learn less and less as time goes by about this. It's matter of fact, I was watching Waleed Perez, you know, who actually is an advisor for Trump, and he was on Lou Dobbs just before this show, and he was talking about, Waleed was talking about, these are waves, and we shouldn't be shocked. He said, this is only a wave that hit before the next wave hits. He says, this will never be over because we're not dealing with the issue, and we're allowing these waves of terrorism to come through and operate. And when you look at what's happened, we are. The only time we actually move on these things is when we in a reaction to the event.
Well, I think you have to also look at the Bible and what prophets had to say about how our borders are wide open deliberately. In fact, actually, you know, you can blame Obama and you can blame the White House, but actually you have to blame the Lord himself. Because he's the one who says, I'm going to open your borders, I'm going to flood you with terrorists, and when I give the word, they're going to rise up, and they're going to bring you down. And, you know, people don't want to hear that, but that's essentially where it's at, and you can't blame ICE or anything, because this is, yes, it's treason on the part of a lot of our leaders, but behind it all, is this departure from the Lord Jesus Christ, a departure from God and the Bible? And the vast majority of Americans, I guess, even if they want to claim they're Christians, really are not. And they don't even know what the Bible says because they're too lazy to bring it off the shelf and read it. And I just wrote a blog about some of that the other day. I didn't get too many responses. Because I think it probably scared people. But, you know, the truth is the truth. And when you stop and think about what the Lord is going to do to the United States of America, when you have governments like North Korea, when you had governments under Stalin and Mao, and all the millions and millions and millions of people that lost their lives because of these dictators and tyrants, you have to wonder, what is it about America that is so bad in his mind that not only does he destroy this nation totally, but he goes after the escapees, really. So, you know, it makes you wonder, is it hypocrisy, do you think? Is it because we're so hypocritical?
Well, it's interesting that you said that, and let me insert this real quick in the conversation because,
yes,
you know, I know a lot of people have left the country, and they've used certain scriptures to do that, you know,
yep,
fleeing from Babylon. And but also getting reports recently from different locations that a lot of people that left have found it really uncomfortable in the other nations, and the other nations have begun to hate the Americans so bad they can't stay there anymore, and they're leaving and coming back with nowhere to go. And those that are left there, you know, that I'm receiving emails from too, are very uncomfortable. So, you know, it's like, Stuart, if you flee Babylon, where do you really go, and can you stay there? And this is the, you know, I've heard a lot of people say, well, find your Elijah cave and get in it. Well, the only interesting thing is that Elijah didn't stay in the cave. He only was there for a short time and then moved on.
Yes. I don't know. I don't think people realize. I don't think they believe. I used to give seminars on who America was. I've written several books on it. I got a bunch of videos on it, documentaries. I can prove who America is. Don't have to argue with anybody about it. It's obvious. And yet, for whatever reason, if I gave a seminar and let's say there were 100 people there, I could tell that maybe only two or three really ever accepted the fact that this country was targeted. I know people, they love their country. I don't blame them at all. America's still probably the most free country, or basically the most free, of in the world right now. And we have the highest standard of living, I would say, probably. So they want to hang on to that. They want to cling to that. I grew up with, you know, Grandma. You went to Grandma's house for Thanksgiving, Christmas, and all of that. And people gather for Thanksgiving. They gather for Christmas, and they have their holidays. But this is all soon coming to an end. In fact, it may be very well this year, and or the very latest, I think, because of the Omega Code, probably next year towards the fall. Hopefully that's wrong. Hopefully the Lord says, no, we're going to wait another 20 years. That would be nice. But I just don't see it. From what I can gather, the Lord is highly incensed at the American people. Now, when 9/11 occurred, what did we do? Did we repent? No. We lifted our fist in the air and said to the Lord, how dare you? Well, the Lord could have prevented 9/11, but he didn't. And if he didn't, why didn't he? You know, people should be asking those kind of questions. Because in my book, 9/11 is a minor event compared to what is now soon on the horizon. And I just don't think people get their, they can't get their mind around it. Go back and read about what happened to Israel when they began to mock God. In fact, if I recall right, Larry, you probably can correct me on this, weren't they kind of having parties when the enemy was outside the gate?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, the American people, I don't understand it. At the moment, they appear clueless about what open borders means. They appear clueless about what the biblical locusts and caterpillars and the creatures that God sends in to destroy the nation, and they seem clueless. You know, you were talking about the Omega Code, and there's a number of other codes and sky charts and Torahs and all kind of stuff that are zeroing in on just exactly the Omega Code dates. I mean, it's all coming together, and I'm like you. I pray we have more time. But, you know, Stuart, I know a lot of people are hunting somewhere to go, but I cannot get out of my head that scripture about that pray always that you be accounted worthy to escape. And
yes,
somewhere in there, you know, when I talk about you know, another, you know, we had a wipeout of mankind called the deluge, and Zephaniah talks about another wipeout that's coming that even gets the fish this time. And
yes.
It also speaks of a hiding place. And so, but, you know, that's maybe that's too spiritual for people. Maybe they can't go there. Maybe I don't understand it, Stuart, but they don't seek that. They seek natural preparations. And I don't have any reason to tell people not to do that, because I've even prepared the best I can for things. But, you know, they're from what I can tell, what's coming, if it comes like we are seeing it begin to come, and that includes the destroyer and its entourage within another year or so and all of this, you know, the effects we're already feeling now, I don't think we can physically prepare for really what's coming.
Well, you've had a number of visions about that and how the United States is going to be broken into two and all that sort of thing. How do you prepare? Well, you prepare as best you can. You leave the rest of it up to the Lord. But I remember what the Lord had to say to Jerusalem. Oh, Jerusalem, oh, Jerusalem. I would have protected you. I'm paraphrasing him. I would have brought you under my wings like a mother hen, you know, takes the chicks and puts them under her wing to protect them. I would have, but you would not. And so what happened to Jerusalem? Well, we're under siege, and the Lord would have protected us. Babylon would have been healed, but she would not. So what we're doing is almost identical to what ancient Israel did. And a lot of people, I don't think, realize that the Lord did give a tremendous blessing to the United States to carry the gospel to the entire world. But we, at the same time that we were declared a Christian nation by the United States Supreme Court back in the 1800s, Obama was absolutely correct when he said we're no longer a Christian nation.
Yeah.
I know people don't want to hear that, but that he was absolutely right. We are not a Christian nation anymore. We have turned our back, and now we are inheriting all of the curses. And I'm beginning to wonder if one of the curses isn't what's going on in our politics. What in the world is happening? We got Hillary doubles. We have Hillary very, very sick, the real one, I guess. We have provable doubles that are on the scene now. We have Trump making comments continually. We're running out of time. What's your take on what's going on? It's amazing to me.
You're exactly right. And let me tell you, you know, you and I had talked about some of the data about Clinton doubles. And, of course, we've heard about it. We know that other world leaders have had doubles that filled in for them and appeared to do things, and it was not really them. But, you know, we kind of, you know, talked about a Clinton double and laughed a little bit. But when you look at the data, it's pretty clear. And at the same time, I literally heard Fox News talking about the Clinton doubles. And it's shocking. But, you know, Stuart, when I look at, it's so interesting how you talked about Jerusalem. And then you talked about America, Babylon, and my friend Richard Coons, that's passed on. You know, he also called it America the Babylon and was hammered for it. But, you know, I know so many people have mocked Israel for how they reacted and how they fell and were brought down by the Lord. And when I look at the church around us, the so-called church system in America, the Babylonian church system, Rome and its church system, you know, I don't see any difference. I cannot see we did any better at all. Matter of fact, maybe we even failed worse. More, you know, we had greater spiritual knowledge and greater spiritual insight, yet we fail, I believe, more than Jerusalem probably did. And so when you mentioned the crazy election, Stuart, I actually believe the two that's running for president right now, and it appears that one or the other will be if we have the election, and that's debatable. But, you know, I've got to say, and a lot of people are saying, I don't like either one. Well, I have to say this to the people of this country. You are getting what you deserve. Now, they won't like that. They won't hear that. They won't believe that. But really, it's true.
Absolutely, it's true. Or the Lord is not a just God. I think what we fail to understand the goodness, the compassion, and the love that the Lord has, but we also fail to understand that when he gets mad, when he gets angry, and he's very angry right now, what can happen to the American people? I mean, when this thing starts to really go down, and I think we're very, very close to it, there isn't going to be any mercy shown. There isn't going to be any compassion shown. It is going to be hell on earth, and he even says so. Any nation that forgets God is turned into hell. I don't think people realize what that means, and the prophecies are going to be fulfilled. You can't stop it. It's just too bad that, you know, like Jeremiah, we would have healed Babylon. She won't be.
I look at it, Stuart. Yeah, I look at it, we would have healed Babylon, and I'll paraphrase it this way. To me, it's like she refused. Babylon simply refused to be healed. And if you look at the direction of this nation, Stuart, it's still going its own way. It is turned from the Lord, and it is not looking back. I mean, it is simply not looking back. And I have to be adamant about this part. I think that, and you saw Brother Bob's email to Al Cuppet, and they put that out,
yes.
And they had a lot of people they knew praying. And I do believe, now I have to believe this, that God for the present time is still using intercessors, that prayer
yes.
makes a difference. Now there may be a time, and biblically there is a time when if certain ones had prayed, it wouldn't have done them any good. And the scriptures clearly, you know, say that. But until that time, I think Augusto and his intercessors and people we know that are praying, we're making a difference. Now, maybe we don't stop the events, but maybe we diminish what the enemy would have done. Maybe we're still hurting the enemy by diminishing by prayer his attacks and the size and the length of time in his attacks and the destruction even. But he's only doing it, I believe, and you can correct me if you think I'm wrong. I think God is only literally, you know, keeping the attacks of the enemy diminished, even in the so-called terror strikes, simply for his own people to prepare and have a little longer time to get their houses in order, which I know a lot of people don't believe in, but they need to. They need to get their houses in order and get themselves, as a lot of the old preachers say, get right with God. Now, that is a necessity. And I think that what we're doing is still hindering the enemy's attacks. But now how long that'll last, I don't know. And I'm like you, I'm looking closely at like even the botster. I mean, you know, we're looking at things and the Ed Dames and things that are not biblical, but it still seems to be pointing to the same time frames.
Yeah, it does. And hopefully there will be a delay. I know if you go into the Dead Sea Scrolls, they mentioned the prophets, and that the prophets would be stunned, awestruck, I guess, at the amount of delay before their prophecies came true. And even the Lord mentions that in Habakkuk, or Habakkuk, however you want to pronounce it, and says, though the vision tarry, it will come, and it will not tarry anymore. So, yeah, I think the allowances have been made for God's people, and there's no question that this particular thing did not go off the way it was supposed to. As I understand it, there were a number of bombs planted for this, was it the U.S. Navy? Or who was it that was running? They had a 5K run, I understand.
It Yeah, it was Marines, U.S. Marines run.
Oh, okay.
And
they
you're
didn't
right.
Go off.
You're exactly right, Stuart. A number of them didn't go off, and they don't really know why. They were able to, and matter of fact, that's how they zeroed in on the perpetrator of the bombs, is that the ones that didn't go off yet or had failed to go off, they found DNA, fingerprints, and they linked cell phones that didn't blow up back to the perpetrator. So the Lord really, I believe his mercy diminished the effects of what this would have done, and if there are other co-conspirators in this terrorist setup in New York, New Jersey, and you know, maybe Lincoln, Minnesota. You know, I do believe that the mercy of God literally kept that from being more than it was. And I, you know, how much longer we'll have before, as you said, and you said it really well, and people should understand this. There's been a lot of prophecies, dreams and visions that have seen a much bigger 9-1-1 coming to America than the original one.
Yeah, what was interesting to me is that 29 people were injured, right? Well, 2 plus 9
right.
is 11, right? Now, Minnesota, there were 9 people stabbed. So we have a 9-11. This whole thing's been orchestrated. And when you hear the government officials coming on, we got to give up our freedoms. We just got to do that because that's the only way we can do this. Now, the protocols of the Elders of Sion, which, of course, everybody says is fake and don't even exist, are being followed to the exact letter because in there they claim that they will, you know, create terror. And they will step forward and they will say, you have to give up your freedoms because that's the only way we can control the situation. But they also said in the protocols, that's what we're going to tell the stupid masses of people, the cattle, so to speak, the useless eaters, the cannon fodder. And we will tell them that we're going to give those rights back. But we never will. We have no intention of ever giving them back. So I think this is the way it's going, and they've got the American people duped, and I don't think the leaders or the rulers have to even consider that they're going to fail. They're going to wish they had failed, I believe, because I think the Lord's going to deal with them rather severely from what I've seen. In red, in the ancient documents. I got a headline here for you, though. Constitutional crisis ahead. What happens if Hillary dies in the next 2 months? Now, notice those bombs went off in Chelsea?
Yeah.
Not very far.
Yeah.
From where Chelsea lives. Is that a message?
It could be.
Because I read an article where they said maybe George Soros would like Hillary to kind of vanish or disappear. I guess if I was Hillary and I wasn't feeling too well, yeah, I'll disappear. How much money does it take? So anyway, it says there are fewer articles than usual in this post because it focuses on Hillary, her health crisis, and what the legal ramifications of that crisis may be. There appears to be a huge storm brewing of which few in the public are aware because the possibilities are so foreign to anything we've ever seen in the past. Apart from that, the legal complications are such that even scholars are divided over how it may play out because there are no clear constitutional guidelines or legal precedents for how to handle it. So there you go.
True. Yeah, you know that. And what's interesting, I sent you a Barry Rothman did a Torah code recently involving, Hillary Clinton's illness, and he in the Torah code, if you read the wording correctly, something could happen. You know, with an illness. I'm not going to go into all the words in it, but what's interesting is the word president. at the bottom of the Torah code is crossed with the name Cain, K-A-I-N-E.
Yeah, and he's worse. Some people are saying he's worse than Hillary. He's a dyed-in-the-wool avowed communist or socialist, I guess. So I think they think they've got this thing wired. So where does that put Trump?
Well, you know, we've had everybody concerned about Trump's welfare, and ironically, even Putin has been warning, you know, Trump. Of course, that he catches a lot of flack for that, but there are warnings, and what's interesting, if by chance something stops the election from occurring on November the 8th, whether it's an executive order because of troubles and chaos or an event that happened before it, another false flag of some kind, or war, or almost anything, what would Obama do? Would he just continue to rule in his fiat or his imperial ruling like he's doing now? Nobody seems to know the answer. And, you know, when people say a constitutional crisis, I almost want to ask the citizens of this country, do you not see it's already in crisis? The Constitution is so unwanted by so many people in this country, it is a crisis already, and you just don't see it to its fullness.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right, because even high school kids, they ran a bunch of, I guess you could call them one of surveys, and they asked the kids about the Bill of Rights. And the majority of kids said that we had been given way too many rights. Can you imagine this? I mean, our own kids. But
Go ahead. That's true. Even a lot of the schools now, you can't talk about anything that might even by chance offend anybody or bother them. You know, they want safe places at the, you know, their own safe areas to get in. And you know, I'm thinking, you know, if they were really reading any scriptures at all, which apparently they're not busy doing, they would know that from what I see coming, safe places ain't no such thing.
I agree 100%. The only safe place is under the wings of the Lord. And I read these books about where you can go for safe places, et cetera, et cetera. And it's not that some of that information isn't true, but with the Lord's ability to create, we'll say, earthquakes, volcanoes. I know what Noah's had to say about volcanoes. She said they're going to pop up in places never seen before, never known for volcanic operations, whatever. Earthquakes in places never known for earthquakes. Rifts opening up wide, swallowing whole towns, sinkholes, all of that. I don't think people are grasping what this means. When you mentioned the destroyer, the approach of the destroyer, this fellow that was interviewed by Augusto, let's see if I can't get Augusto back on and he can talk about it, but I did read some of what he had, recap Red Dragon. In 1992 press release, NASA stated that unexplained deviations in the orbits of Uranus, Neptune point to a large outer solar system body, 4 to 8 Earth masses. And then they go from there. We have seen the whole solar system tilt. The sun is getting more anomalous. We have the bots and their sun disease. We have Ed Dames and his kill shot routine. Have you heard any more considering all of that? Are they, as far as I know, Ed Dames is still holding fast to what he claims he saw, that they really did see it, and they're warning the people about it, that this is real, this is coming in.
I actually, since Ed Dames did his last briefing on Planet X,
yes,
and its viability as being real, the only words I've seen is that he is probably being, you know, really low-key right now, if you want to use that term. Marshall Masters says he's actually in trouble. He spoke too much, and they're not happy with him, but he has not come out with any additional information at all. One of the things he did reiterate, though, was the North Korean use of a nuke in anger, and we're seeing that develop quickly, you know, along with the situation in this, you know, with the Chinese and also the Middle East is just, it's a fuse.
Yeah, let's switch over a little bit. I want to get back to this Revelation 12 sign in the heavens, but Putin, now, we heard that he's rather upset, and they're trying to say, well, this was a mistake. Well, Putin knows perfectly well this was not a mistake. They're trying to unseat Assad, and therefore you would go after Assad's military. So what's going on there? What's your latest news from inside sources at all? You got any?
Yeah, well, that Turkey and the U.S. that's behind Turkey, and this adventure into northern Syria, you know, at first they made it out to be a surprise to Obama, but now we're finding out this was an agreement for Erdogan to push his tanks and army into that area and start setting up a zone. And the reports I'm getting, you know, and we've got so much going on with the terror stuff. A lot of the news isn't making it into the U.S., but Erdogan is pushing deeper and deeper, it says. He's pushing further south into Syria, taking more and more of Syria by the day. And we have embedded in the Turkish army of those forces that invaded Syria, we have embedded U.S. troops in those forces. And that's coming out of the Arab press and some of the Arab nations. And you're pushing south into Putin territory is what you're doing. And they're also not only been bombing the Syrian army, they've also shot down, you know, I know at least one or more, I believe one Russian helicopter and one Syrian fighter plane. And a lot of this is going on. You know, I don't know why they're talking ceasefire. I don't expect you're going to see that much longer, and Putin may make a move.
Well,
matter of fact, let me just insert this real quick. Today, it's interesting that they were having these little bombing escapades, so to speak, in New York, because today started emergency meetings of the UN that Putin had requested to talk about Syria and Turkey and the U.S. intervention into Syria. And at the same time, I hear Obama's going to speak or give a speech at the UN. And what, ironically, I hear Wednesday, Obama and Netanyahu are supposed to meet and probably be in a refrigerator or something. But anyway, it's interesting.
They really love each other a lot.
Oh, my.
So have you heard anything from Putin at all? Is he going to move, or is he just sitting back and figuring out his next move? And, you know, he's a good chess player. He knows how to do this.
Oh, he is. He's excellent at what he, you know, he's got a plan. I mean, you can figure that. He's got a plan. And, you know, like he said, he could move forces into the Middle East within hours, and I do believe that. I've seen some photographs of Bashar Assad, you know, and his military, and they're not too worried. There seems to be some kind of backside plan that Assad and Putin have going. And by the way, mentioning that, you know, Israel just, and you and I talked about this, I didn't post it, but you and I talked about how that Israel has just received a lot of military equipment. And from what I read you as a list, and I'm not going to put it out publicly, it could move an army of Israelis, or it could actually attack. And so it makes you wonder why that has occurred, and you know, with the missiles and the planes, and you know, all of a sudden in Israel's possession that they've been wanting a long, long time, and they're there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've got an article here, and this was September 16th, so this is what is so confusing. Turkey and Russia deepen military ties over Syria. So, I guess Erdogan, or however you want to pronounce it, what we're hearing is that he just jumped the gun. But Putin would still be on the side of Turkey, right? Militarily.
Well, we really don't know. The only thing I'm pretty sure of is Putin would be on the side of Putin, you know, when it all comes down. But by the way, I wanted to also add that Putin has been reelected as the president of Russia overwhelmingly. I mean, he literally was given a go by the Russian people. You know, he just was reelected. So, you know, he's got the nation behind him now. And I'll tell you, I look very closely at the situation in Syria because we had heard that there was a secret pact had been made between Russia, Assad, Iran, and Turkey that they were going to split up Syria. Now, is this part of that split that's occurring? And Erdogan, as you said, moved a little quickly, and he's trying to get maybe a bigger piece of the pie. Or you know, is this the division of Syria totally that will give some to Turkey, some to Iran, who Iran now is there's more Iranian troops in Iraq than there is Iraqi troops. But Assad would have some, and Russia would have its bases. What are we looking at? I wonder.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting to me because of the prophecies that Turkey must and will align itself with the Soviets. And I use the term Soviets because I don't believe they ever really broke up. It just, that was window dressing, glasnost, perestroika. They even said, who was it? Gorbachev. That's just window dressing to fool you idiots over there in the West. So pretty much, and if you watch the military drills and who takes place, pretty much when Russia has these things, the former Soviet states usually participate one way or another. So what we've got here is Gog, Magog, and we got to be looking down the barrel of Isaiah 17 and Ezekiel 38 and 39. I just don't see how, you know, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to add this since you brought up Isaiah 17. We wondered what possibly could cause someone to maybe actually take out Damascus. Now, let me read this headline. This is today, September the 19th. This is from the Times of Israel. This is a headline. It says, international inspectors find traces of sarin gas and VX nerve agents in Assad regime's labs in Damascus for use in missile warheads.
Oh, well, of course, I've often thought that if Israel is to attack Iran, as they're well known to do their preemptive little strikes, I can't imagine that the military strategists in Israel would not advise you must take out Damascus. You have to. You have to neutralize your possible enemies. Because that's exactly what happens in Ezekiel 38. The Russian military, and I'm beginning to think now that Putin probably is Gog in the land of Magog. I don't know for sure, but that's just my guess right now. And they neutralize the United States. Because the United States is the only one really capable. We already know Europe doesn't think a whole lot of Israel. I think they just stand by and let Israel go. But America might, and they got to take that chance that she would. Therefore, you would neutralize her.
Well,
and
I
you would launch a major
that
nuclear attack. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was listening to that Augusto Perez show the other night with David Meade, which is really, really good, and he was indicating that he had information, you know, from sources that Obama was going to stay in office through this election, that he was not going to leave office, and he really believed that the King of the North you know, Ezekiel 38, is Russia, is Putin. And the king of the South, he believes and has been told that it's going to be Obama. And there are Tor codes that have indicated, I know Barry Rothman run a few of them, that indicated cross with Obama and nuclear war and Russia and such in the codes. Now, we know all of this can be delayed. We don't know that this is the way it'll go. It's almost like a crossroads, Stuart. We're coming up on a crossroads, and we're going to go up one road or we're going to go down the other, and I don't know which.
Well, remember when Netanyahu spoke to Congress, what did he say? We're at a crossroads.
Oh,
we are at
a
crossroads. Remember that?
Yeah,
I think he knows.
Yeah.
I think he knows perfectly well what's coming. And from what you had heard out of Israel, that they're just biding time. They're trying to get more time, which would indicate they're working on something, that they need more time before this thing breaks loose. But, folks, this thing can break loose in a split second. Overnight, you just wake up and the war is on. And everything in the United States is going to change. And I do believe that Obama probably is going to remain in office. I think a lot of this stuff is being orchestrated so that he will remain in office. It certainly looks that way. Anyway, I got a headline here. Japan commits Navy to the U.S.-led South China Sea patrols. This could explode as well, couldn't it? That'd be the Armageddon
could.
Script.
Yeah, I do know that the Philippines also was wanting to put some forces in with that Navy, but, of course, Obama and the new leader of the Philippines right now is kind of at odds, but this could any of these are flashpoints, you know. Absolutely, any of these could be flashpoints.
Wow. What else you got before we close?
Well, I wanted to share too, real quickly. Richard Shaw, you know, I had talked earlier to Richard, and he had given me the news that they found out that the what they call the creature, the fairy, the winged nightmare out of Mexico, declared that this has now been found to be a hoax. You know, they did a Watchers 10 deal on it and other data. And I think Richard now has up a new Vimeo. And I saw that L.A. Marzulli had posted on his website that this was a hoax and has given an interview to Skywatch TV, Derek Gilbert. I applaud them. I tell you what, I applaud them for researching this all the way to the point it was found to be a hoax and then telling the people. That's credibility.
Yeah. Yep. Well, there are creatures coming. I wonder why people do that sort of thing. I mean, I've often wondered why they do it. It's kind of like these people on YouTube that post these false pictures of the destroyer. I mean, do they get a kick out of trying to fool people or what? Because when this destroyer finally shows up, they're going to be very sorry people. So I don't know what all this hoaxster business is.
I think, Stuart, you know, I call those kind of people trolls. Matter of fact, a lot of them live on the Internet. I call them trolls. And they're spreading misinformation right and left continually. And I do believe that they're basically supporting you know, the lies, the deception that the enemy's planning, and if anything comes out showing to be truth, they're fighting against that truth with these deceptions, and really they want the truth to be trampled in the streets, and that's what we're seeing, basically. And that's why I applaud L.A. and Richard both for just coming right out and saying, this is a fraud, this is a hoax, we took it to the right people, and they found out. And they really did.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's another headline go ahead.
I was just going to mention, though, that they said it was an incredibly clever hoax because until they took it apart and found wood inside it and all the parts of the body of this thing attached to that piece of wood, it appeared to be a lot of parts of a bat or multiple bats. They said it was the most clever one they had ever seen.
Wow, so somebody went to a lot of work.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's a headline for you. China launches joint military exercises with Russia, sends long-range strategic nuclear-capable bombers near Taiwan. That sounds an awful lot like Dmitry Dudeman and how Putin and the Chinese people get together. Isn't that, if I remember his prophecy right, don't we get attacked all the way around when this thing finally goes down?
I think that we do, and I think that our allies also get attacked. And, of course, you said biblically when Russia comes down on Israel, they think a bad thought, like, you know, this is a good time to take out America. And probably because of the election and the Obama using his 8 years to completely – he has done a masterful job of dividing this country. We are so divided now. And you know, this is – They were talking today how that so many of the black people, even though he's done nothing for them and totally betrayed them, will still vote for him. And, you know, you can't say anything against anything he's done because it's offensive to say it because he's black. And, you know, I've got a note for him. This is a little note I put up. Well, it's not really up, but in my mind it's up. I put a little note up there. The bombs that are dropped at a later time on America will be colorblind.
Yes, that's the one thing people should remember, and all this infighting that's going on is ridiculous. The Lord is colorblind, and I know that probably offends white supremacists and all of those kind of people, but the book of Revelation says very clearly that the redeemed come from every race, tribe, nation, and tongue. So if that's true, and I know the book of Revelation is true, that kind of settles that question. And so when the bombs do go off, yes, indeed, they're colorblind. And the other thing that's strange about this is if you read the prophecies against the United States, this comes as a total surprise. Total surprise. Nobody,
yeah.
It comes at a time least expected. So by putting two and two together, I feel that when you see the war or the troops getting onto the mountains of Israel, then we're next. We're going to be taken out. Anything else before we close down?
Well, I was just going to mention, Stuart, that there is some scattered reports coming out that they're very concerned about Chinese and Russian movements, along with others in South America and also the Arctic and off Alaska's coast. There's movements, and especially down in South America. You know, we basically, and like, you know, a lot of what's coming up to, you know, into America lately is not really Mexicans as much as it is South American people, and we don't know who they are. Of course, Dan Gordon wrote a book and said, you better watch out. He said, they're coming up to do you harm, but of course, nobody's listening.
Well, yeah, the Bible's very, very clear that these people take up residence in various towns and cities all across the United States. They embed themselves. They become local people, and I'm sure neighbors know them and all this. But when the call is made, then the real truth comes to the fore, and the American people are going to realize they've been had. Okay, we're almost out. How do the people get a hold of you, Larry?
I was just going to tell people to watch this situation with the UN this week. It'll be very interesting. And LarryWTaylor.org, that's LarryWTaylor.org, that's my blog.
Well, folks, you really need to go and read Larry's blog. He posts 3 or 4 times sometimes a day, depending on what's really going on out there. And it's hard to keep up with it now. So many things are going on. And I know Trump said, well, get ready, because this is only the first wave. There's a lot more coming. And so, people, if you haven't prepared, do so. And if you're not under the wings of the Lord, you better get there, because that's the only escape we have. And I thank you, Larry, for coming on tonight. And we'll see everybody on Wednesday. Good night.